Today's recording is l'schus, in honor and in merit of the birthday of Avram Tzemach ben Yisrael Halevi Rosenfeld. May he have a successful year in all things physical and spiritual, and especially in seeing how these two are one with authentic inner iskashrus. The fact that we Jews seek to connect everything that's happening in the world and every holiday and timely event with the Parsha is an idea that's already found in the Shlah, my great-great-grandfather, the Holy Shlah, but it's something that's so ingrained in all of us, not just because of what the Shlah says, but because we understand that Torah is the prism, is the lens through which we experience life, and therefore it's obvious that everything has to be connected to the weekly Parsha. And the fact that Parshas Maaseh, Eila Maaseh B'nai Yisrael, these are the journeys of the B'nai Yisrael. This week's Parsha that so prominently lists all 42 journeys that the Jews took, that the Israelites had in the desert. The fact that this Parsha always comes out during the 3 weeks, and very often, like this year, during the 9 days, during the time that we remember, we mourn the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile. The fact that this is the Parsha during this time is so obvious because we understand that the 42 sojourns, the 42 travels that the Jews did in the desert thousands of years ago weren't just a one-time thing. If it was just something that a historical fact, it wouldn't be written in the Torah. But it's actually something that's ingrained within the story of the Jewish people. Those 42 journeys are 42 archetypal journeys for what Jews have gone through throughout history, and therefore it's so obvious that this time of year, the 3 weeks and the 9 days, when we remember what caused the diaspora and all about the diaspora, it's obvious that this is what we read. We're reading about these 42 sojourns because, unfortunately, the story of the Jewish people is the story of, remember the song Anatevka? I don't know why, but when I was a kid, it was always my favorite song from Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with me or something. Maybe I was just raised with a grandmother that went through Auschwitz. But that song, Anatevka, is the story of the Jewish people being chased from one place to another, from one country to another, with all the sufferings that we've gone through. Eila Maaseh B'nai Yisrael, historically, nationally, the Jewish people have been through 42 journeys throughout the world again and again and again. Geographical journeys, horrific journeys, etc. The story of Jewish history has been a story of Eila Maaseh, of these are the journeys of Jews throughout the world. But you know, we've been learning that this time of year is not just about focusing on the negative and the destruction, but it's more importantly, especially this time when we're close to Mashiach, it's more importantly about focusing on the vision of the third temple of the Messianic redemption, which is so close. It's a time to polish our telescopes to be able to take a look at the capital city, the temple, the third temple, and get ready for the redemption more than any other time of the year. And therefore we understand that the connection of Maaseh, of the journeys, to the 3 weeks, to the 9 days, is not just because of our past, because of Jewish history, the saddest book ever written, the book of Jewish history, but probably even more important, because of our present, because of our lives now. You see, we learned from the Alter Rebbe that the temple was built dafka specifically out of rocks, out of stones, out of inanimate matter. As opposed to the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the Beis HaMikdash, the temple had to be built out of inanimate rocks, dead, lifeless things. Because the whole purpose of creation is that God wanted to dwell in the lowest place, in the lowest world. But as Chassidus explains, there's something even lower than physical rocks, than just inanimate matter, built into a structure on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. You know what that lowest, most inanimate, seemingly most dead and lifeless place is where God wants to dwell? Eila Maaseh B'nai Yisrael, the journeys of our lives. As the holy Baal Shem Tov taught, that these 42 journeys were not just national, but every single individual person we each have to go through in our lives, all of these 42 journeys. Or to quote from another source, like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Our lives, our daily lives, are the ultimate matter. The ultimate stones through which the third temple is going to be built is being built right now. And it's the 42 journeys. It's the fact that in life we're thrown all over the place. There are so many things we go through in life. You know, when you look back sometimes what you've been through over the past 10 years, 5 years, 20 years, sometimes you can't believe where you ended up. Oh, the places we've gone, to sort of quote Dr. Seuss. You know, we can't imagine the journeys that we've been through, why we had to go through them. Why do we have so many difficult, and often frustrating, hard, challenging journeys? Because we have to go through all 42 journeys. Because those are the building blocks that are really going to build the third temple. Because where God wants to dwell is the lowest possible place. And that's wherever each and every one of us is throughout our lives, throughout the world. Next time you find yourself in a really difficult place existentially, and you lift up your eyes to God and say, God, why have you brought me here? Or a difficult place geographically, God, what am I doing here? What do I have to end up here? The answer is God answers you, because I need a third temple. And the third temple will be made up of the vessels of the lives of Jews that were in the darkest, lowest, most difficult places and brought me there anyway. You know, there's a famous anecdote told of the Holy Reb Leipzig Berditchever, that the Holy Berditchever once saw a Jew who was wearing tallis and tefillin. He was obviously a wagon driver. And while davening, in the middle of praying, he was greasing the wheels of his wagon. He was preparing his taxi, you know, back then was a horse and wagon, and he was greasing and preparing his wagon. And the Berditchever lifted up his eyes and said, "Oh, Master of the Universe, how praiseworthy are your children that even when they're working, even when they're busy doing their mundane tasks, they're praying to you, God." And most people understand this anecdote as saying that the Berditchever was being melamed zchus. He was being, as always, a good defense attorney for Jews and trying to show the positive that even though this Jew seemed to be not having kavana, in the middle of davening, he was preparing his wagon, the Berditchever wanted to say, find the good in it somehow. But you know, when you hear the anecdote, the way it sounds like he was just being naive. What, he didn't realize that this Jew was doing other things other than praying. The Berditchever wasn't just playing a game. There's a very profound thing I believe the Berditchever was saying over here. Yes, it could be that this Jew wantonly, in a chutzpahdik way, in the middle of davening, was being involved with business. Which, by the way, I'm sure everyone picked up on the fact that greasing your wheels with tallis and tefillin is not different than scrolling through your smartphone with the tallis and tefillin. So, but the Berditchever said, "You see, Master of the Universe, you've sent your kinderlach, your children, throughout the world in 42 journeys. And those could also be inner journeys. And some of those journeys are difficult. Some of those journeys entail us feeling so alienated from God, so completely numb to spirituality, so completely not inspired by davening, that we could scroll through our phone or grease wheels while with a tallis and tefillin." But the Berditchever said, "But we still are connecting to you, God. Even so, we Jews are still connecting to Hashem. We might not be feeling anything. We might be as inanimate as rocks because of the journeys we've had to go through in the world around us and the world inside us. But we're still davening. We're still thinking of Hashem." This is what builds the third temple, these journeys. And this is why the third temple will be eternal. May we see it today. Good Shabbos.